Welcome back to another PBR Minute. This is Nick Frazier alongside Nashville Stampede head coach Justin McBride. Justin, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. It seems like your team decided to wake up after last week and perform to the highest degree.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a pretty good way to describe it. You know, they had a pretty good wake-up call in Florida, and I was really proud of the way they came back and competed hard and rode pretty good last week in Brooklyn.
Going into that weekend in Brooklyn, August the 9th, Alan D'Souza was your only ride that ended up scoring 84.75. Was there any concern or any little butterflies in the stomach?
Yeah, no, you know what? There was, but I tell you, the difference was we only rode one bull in that first game, but our outs were still really competitive. Whereas a week ago, we just weren't having competitive outs. And we did that first game in Brooklyn, then we had a little luck on our side and was able to win the game with just one ride. So we got lucky, but the good things happen to you when you're going out there and competing hard.
Yeah, I mean, then you go into August the 10th and the final day of the Maverick days, and all of a sudden your team just boom, boom, boom. Four out of the five riders end up doing really well, and Alan D'Souza once again comes in with the MVP with 88.5 score. I mean, your team just showed up on the final day.
Yeah, they absolutely did, and I think that is, you know, you hear me say it over and over how they're competing, and when you do that, you're not surprised when good things happen. You're not surprised when you make the whistle. It's not a fluke. You know, when guys get to guessing, that's when things go by bad. Our guys are really confident in what they were doing, and I think that's why you've seen them ride four out of the five bulls.
Obviously, the team did well this past weekend, but at the same time, what clicked for your team going in from last week to this week?
I think just getting focused. You know, that there's a lot of distractions week in, week out that can take your focus away from what it needs to be on, which is staying on a bull for 8 seconds. And I think the guys got refocused, had a good week, and showed up prepared and ready.
So now that the Stampede is fourth in the rankings, what does that do as a coach mindset-wise going forward?
You know, I try not to pay a whole lot of attention to any sort of rankings or stats. I just try to get the guys to where every week they're ready to give it everything they've got and being perfectionist about the most simple parts of the sport.
With that, Justin, you know, this weekend's going to be the Stampede Days coming up here in Nashville at Bridgestone Arena. What can fans expect to see from the Nashville Stampede that you probably can't get anywhere else besides Nashville?
Well, yeah, just the event itself is going to be, I mean, it is the best event in the league. There's no other. I mean, Brooklyn just had a great event. All of the other teams, they have great home stands, but there's just nothing else like Nashville. I mean, that place will get to rocking in there inside Bridgestone, and the boys are going to be feeling it. And we've got a great schedule. We play Carolina the first night. They're the number one team in the league right now. So we've got some really great matchup for the fans, and it should be a heck of a weekend.
Now, with that, I mentioned last week any lineup changes, and you gave me a little bit of some news about a trade. Any other lineup changes this week going into the Stampede Days?
Shouldn't be anything really out of the ordinary this week. Should be business as usual. You know, we might rotate some guys in and out as we can due to, you know, just little nagging injuries and stuff. You might see one guy one night and a different guy in his spot the next night. Just trying to keep them as healthy as we can and not get them banged up too bad, keeping them fresh for a playoff run.
Well, Justin, appreciate you hopping on today, and thanks for your time. The PBR is now headed to Nashville for the Stampede Days, August the 16th through the 18th. You can get your tickets at PBR.com or Ticketmaster.com. And after the PBR Stampede Days, you can see the Nashville Stampede back in action at Gambler Days in Austin, Texas. Justin, again, appreciate the time and best of luck this weekend here in Nashville.
Nick, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.